2 years ago, Hong Kong saw its biggest annual population drop since its record-keeping started. Tens of thousands of residents left the Asian financial hub because of its strict COVID-19 policies and a crackdown on civil liberties by Beijing. Special correspondent Christopher Booker spent some time in New York's Finger Lakes District with one American couple who were part of this exodus. His report is part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
On the main street of Honeoye Falls Village sits an unlikely transplant, Bleak House Books. Inside, memories of its first life, a continent away.
This is the layout of the old store?
Yes. And that's where I used to sit to do my work, so it says, "Ye old bookseller's grumpy table."
From the mural overhead to the art on the walls, owners Albert Wan and Jenny Smith pay tribute to the independent bookstore's original Hong Kong location.
We tried to bring a little bit of Hong Kong with us. You know, we didn't want to leave.
It's an extension of our home, and it's a sign of respect to all the people who have supported her old bookshop.
Bleak House Books' journey began in 2016, when the couple said goodbye to their home in Atlanta. Smith, a historian, had a job waiting for her at a Hong Kong university, and Wan, a former attorney, decided to change careers.
The goal was just to have a viable business as a bookshop and serve and grow a community of readers.
The store's name, Bleak House Books, comes from a Charles Dickens novel of the same title about a long-running court case and is a reminder, Wan says, of the legal career he left behind. Once he had a name, Wan had to find a space for his new business in Hong Kong's notoriously cramped and expensive real estate market.
We ended up renting a 800 square feet space in an office building on a 27th floor in a semi-industrial area.
Business in the out-of-the-way spot was slow at first.
Our bookshop specialized in English language books. It's pretty niche in Hong Kong. I felt like it was a market that we had to cultivate and develop.
Word of Bleak House Books began to spread on Facebook and Instagram, and the little shop on the 27th floor developed a loyal following, including writer and editor Tammy Ho Lai Ming.
When you walk into the bookshop, you will see books old and new. You will always find something that you did not expect to find.
Ho says the store became the perfect venue for her literary journals, readings, and talks.
It's really an unusual place and space in Hong Kong where so many different writers can meet, and readers as well.
But as the store's community was growing, so too was Beijing's influence over Hong Kong. Through economic and political pressure, the Chinese Communist Party was stepping up efforts to erode the city's civil liberties.
When did you first notice the change?
I think it happened gradually. It was never like a turning point.
Before a talk commemorating Li Yao Shaobo, a writer and prominent critic of one-party rule in China, Wan was warned that it may put him and his family in danger.
I never envisioned that I would have to deal with that sort of feedback or commentary just for having an event at a bookshop for a very well-known writer.
In 2019, political tensions erupted. Hong Kong's government introduced a law that would allow it to extradite Hong Kongers to mainland China, sparking off the largest demonstrations in the city's history. Bleak House Books became known for its support of Hong Kong's democracy movement.
It was an amazing way to connect with the readers who came in. It was meaningful to be a part of that.
Then came the pandemic and a Chinese national security law, which ushered in an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, the free press, and free association. But through the upheaval, Bleak House Books stayed open. It was one of a few places in Hong Kong that continued to sell books that were considered politically sensitive.
For example, this protest book, you know, documents of protests, you wouldn't be able to buy it in Hong Kong.
In the summer of 2021, even though their store was doing better than ever, Wan and Smith began to reassess their future.
I was like, look, they're not cracking down on bookshops now, but they are cracking down on these freewheeling newspapers and things like that. Freedom of the press is not going to be the same thing from here on out. And, you know, bookstores will come. I mean, they might not be next, but they'll be soon.
That fall, they made the difficult decision to leave Hong Kong.
It wouldn't help the kids if, you know, I ended up getting arrested.
Did you feel like you were letting people down by closing?
It was really a matter of priorities. I mean, our family comes first. So.
The couple eventually moved their family to New York's Finger Lakes district.
Was the idea when you got here, we're going to open up a 2.0?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was never any doubt.
It was something we had to do. It just felt like if we didn't try to reopen, it would be like they had won.
So Juan and Smith renovated this long, empty shop front, and Bleak House Books reopened its doors last June. While business can often be quiet, the store has brought new life to downtown Honeoye Falls, which was decimated by the pandemic. The day we visited, Evan Verbanek drove 45 minutes to pick up a book he'd ordered through the store.
Thank you.
What do you get from an independent bookstore?
This is a cultural and community asset. I can't claim to be a knowledgeable citizen without supporting this kind of business.
As Bleak House Books slowly grows a new community, Hong Kong and its people remain central to the store's mission.
We're part of a diaspora now of people who, you know, are trying to make a difference from outside the country.
Do you see a world where books help to provide an antidote to those forces?
Books matter. If they aren't important, then there's no point in censoring them, right?
Well, it's now almost 8,000 miles away from where it started. That's a belief Bleak House Books continues to embody in its second chapter. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Christopher Booker in Honeoye Falls, New York.